Exploration 7. I feel that energy that we worked with from above and the energy that we worked with from beneath is just pouring into my system, meeting in my heart and exploding outward in this moment. It's kind of a beautiful way to start a workshop, an exploration together. It's like I can't even stop smiling because it's just so much juice. And we'll go into our practice, our energetic exploration, our experiential journey in a moment. Before I do, it feels really important to honor and to recognize and to thank the team of people who help me to put this together, who help to bring this out into the world for you. It takes an enormous amount of not only physical effort, but energetic effort to bring through what we're bringing through and to kind of hold a space that we're holding in the way that we're doing it. So a huge thank you to the team, who is kind of the two full-time members of the team. They have been working kind of around the clock for these 7 days. I want to thank all of the volunteers. So we have a team of volunteers, of men and women who volunteer their time and their support. They hold energetically, and they also do physical, tangible things for this to happen. So huge gratitude to them. And not just the team and volunteers, but you. Huge gratitude to you for co-creating the space. You know, it's your energetics and what you bring into the circle that weaves in with everyone else's energetics to create the tapestry that we've created over these 7 days. Stunning. Finally, I wanted to thank in advance, but thank the men and women who will continue this journey, who will join Living Reunion, the 3-month journey. It's really them who sponsor this. So without their yes and without their commitment to the journey, without their investment, this wouldn't be possible. To do something like this wouldn't be possible. And so just in advance, a huge amount of gratitude to those who sponsor this program. All right. Let's do this before my system explodes with just light and love. Let's move into this. And you know, I crack lots of jokes about standing or sitting, but let's move into this in the position that you feel will most support you. So this is not me inviting or suggesting something. It's you really feeling into, okay, if this is my last exploration, if this is the reunion, if this is the bringing all of this work that I've done over these 7 days to a culmination of sorts, what feels right in this moment? And of course, you can change positions, right? So just like all of our other explorations, complete freedom to move, to sound, to be weird, to be wild, to express, to let energy move. So from that position, let's just breathe for a moment. Let's breathe in a way that allows your being to come alive. Allows your being to come alive. This might be the last time that we get to step into this space together. This might be the last time that you get an opportunity to let it rip in these kind of energetics. And so just letting your body come to life, and you can let it come to life just by shaking the body a little bit. You can let it come to life by really big breaths. You can let it come to life by visualizing the whole of your central channel opening. You can let it come to life by feeling into and inviting that big, beautiful source of power that we drew in workshop one. You can invite your being to come to life by drawing down or inviting that big, beautiful source of power from above. So just inviting that in, inviting that to come down, almost like rain upon you. So letting that come in. A few more breaths here. You might need to change positions in this moment, but allowing yourself the greatest opportunity to invite the perfect amount of like that grace, that light, that power source from above to just come in through the crown, come down through that central channel and come into the heart. Just letting it come down and into the heart. We've worked a lot with the heart. We've exploded the heart. You might even feel hearts exploding or expanding in this moment as we're bringing some of that grace down or some of that energy down into the heart. A few more breaths here, just to give you an opportunity to really connect in, to really connect in. That upper energy can be considered the masculine of sorts. It can be considered the heights. I like calling it the heights. We don't have all these preconceived notions around it, right? So just the heights, it's the heights, and it has a certain flavor to it. However that flavor is showing up for you, just letting that come down, letting it come down, letting it come down, letting it come down, letting it fill the heart, letting it fill the heart. And feeling, is there anything that wants to happen here? Anything while we are here, just specifically connected to the heights, is there anything that wants to happen here? And trusting, remember you trusting your direct experience, trusting this wisdom, trusting that your wise being knows this. Your being knows this, your energetic body knows this, the wisdom in our beings knows this, it knows this. So just trusting, there's anything that wants to happen in this moment. You can pause here if you feel to continue. Otherwise, we're going to shift gears. So we're going to allow for that connection to stay, but we're going to shift gears and we're going to feel into the infinite amount of power in the depths. The infinite, enormous amount of power in the depths, in the depths. So if that was the heights above the crown, we are shifting gears. And we're going deep into the depths. This can be considered the feminine. This can be considered Shakti. This can be considered that aspect of love, of light, of grace. It's a different flavor and it feels different. Or it may feel the same. So trusting your experience and honoring that the experience that you are having is yours. It's yours and it's perfect. It's unique to you and it's perfect. Now, widening your stance. I knew I was gonna do it at some point. It really, really helps us to connect into this energy when we are standing. Really helps us in enormous ways to connect into this energy when we are standing. It also really helps if we have our knees bent, our feet shoulder width apart, and our tailbone tucked under. Knees bent, feet shoulder width apart, tailbone tucked under. And we're standing in a position that allows for that central channel to be wide, to be open, to allow for movement and flow of energy to happen in that central channel. And then starting to let your body sway. This is important and it will help you connect in, even if it's a tiny little sway. But just a tiny little sway, maybe a rocking back and forth, a rocking back and forth. And what it is that we're doing in this sway, in this rocking back and forth, is that we're starting to connect into that enormous power source beneath. We are starting to come into a connection between our body, our feet, our base chakra, base of the spine, that root, our legs, the whole of our lower body is starting to come into connection with this enormous and vast source of love and of energy held in the depths. This is big. It is potent. Sometimes you will start to feel almost like dragon-like energy when you feel into this. Sometimes it will feel like serpentine energy. Dragon is a bit more representative of it because it's so much force. It is so much juice. It is so potent. It is so powerful. And sometimes it is so deeply hidden. Sometimes it is so deeply hidden. So if you're not necessarily feeling it, go deeper and find a space of trust. Find a space of trust. Find a space of letting go in this moment. This can be extremely terrifying for false self. This can be extremely terrifying for our inner child, for little self. It can be extremely terrifying for who we think we are, for the identities that we believe, the identity that we believe we are. It is scary for little self. It's scary for false self. So if it's a little bit like, oh, I don't know about this, Sabrina, let me tell you something. This is the stuff that's been hidden. This is the energy that's been hidden in the sacred traditions that you typically have to go to a cave for and study for your entire life to get access to this. Why? Because it's so fucking powerful. It is so transformative. It is so grace-filled. It is so big. It will open you to soul. It will align you to your purpose. It will take you to your greatness. Greatness. It will take you there. And it will do it innately, organically, without you having to read books, without you having to do this and do that, all of these things. It is Shakti. It is feminine embodied divinity. And when we start to work with feminine embodied divinity, and skip the word feminine if that freaks you out, embodied divinity, it is bringing spirit into matter. It is bringing the divine into physical form. That is legitimately what we are doing. That is legitimately what this practice is. And if this feels like I want to bow out, I wholeheartedly invite you to bow out. That is absolutely okay. You can end with workshop 6. You can end on that. That was a culmination and that was an ending of sorts. And that's beautiful. And if working with Shakti, if working with the divine wisdom that flows through the all of everything is not something that sings to you, I honor that. I respect that. And check in. Take a moment to check in. Do I really want this awakening? Do I really want to invite this much divinity into physical form, into my body, into my emotional system, into my being, into my life? Do I really want to experience sacred union? Do I really want to reunite my being, my sense of self, with the divine, with the all of everything? Do I really want this kind of union, this kind of reunion, this kind of coming home. Am I ready for this? And you'll know, you might find yourself switching this off, and that's beautiful. But you might find, even amidst a little bit of fear or anxiety or excitement or like a knowingness of like, oh, this is going to change things, we talk big talk. We talk a big game. Yes, I want radical transformation. And then when it comes and it's being delivered to us on a silver platter, we look at it and we go, okay, no, I want to stay in my comfortable, safe world. But it's here. It's on offer. It's on offer. It's on offer. So if there's any part of you that's like feeling that silver platter and you're going, yeah, I have no idea why I'm saying yeah. There's a part of me that's saying yes. It's definitely not my brain. It's definitely not my mind. But there's something in my heart, or there's something in my gut, or there's something somewhere in me that's going, yeah, this is your path. This is your path in this lifetime. Yes. If there's any part of you beneath the fear, beneath the anxiety, beneath the not knowingness, beneath all of that, there's any part of you feeling that, then let's do this. Then let's do this. If there isn't, I honor you. I respect you, and I thank you for this journey. So let's do this. So in that big wide stance, right? Feet shoulder width apart or further apart, you get in the position that you feel like you will be able to open up to this much life, this much juice, this much grace, this much divinity, this much awakeness to come up from the depths. So feeling into feet shoulder width apart, knees bent, tailbone tucked under, and allow that base chakra to open. We've worked with this already. Allow the base chakra to open. Allow legs to relax. Allow feet to relax. Allow a softening, an opening, and dare I say the word surrendering. Surrendering. It's an opening to something so much greater. It's an awakening. It's an allowing of something so much greater to rise up, to rise. Letting that rise up, 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 rising up, rising up, rising up, rising up, rising up, right to the space between your legs, right to the space between your thighs. Letting that energy rise up, rise up, rise up, right to the space between your thighs, right to the space between your thighs. And then breathing, opening, breathing, opening, breathing, opening, breathing, opening. Allowing the body to move, finding a sound, if that's organic and natural to you, that allows that energy to move in, or allows that energy to stir the energy that's in the root chakra awake. Just allowing that connection to stir all of the energy that's in your root chakra. This is your divinity. This is your essence. This is your life force. This is your Shakti. This is yours. It's yours. But allowing that light from the depths, that grace from the depths, that energy from the depths to touch the base of your spine, the perineum, that space right at the base, right in your root chakra, allowing it to illuminate and wake the energy up that's held in the root, in the base of your spine. Allow it to open. Just allow it. It's an allowing. It's not a pushing. It's not a forcing. It's an opening, a relaxing, an allowing of. An opening, a relaxing, and an allowing of. That's it. Now allow it to move. Allow it to move. Allow root chakra to widen. Breathing, sounding, moving to assist the energy to move. So how can you maybe move back and forth? How can you come back into that flow? How can you allow breath? How can you allow sound? to allow for this energy to come to life in the root chakra and to start to move. And it moves very fluidly. It moves like a serpent. 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 And allowing it to just move, allowing it to come alive. To come alive, to be awake, to be awake, to be awake. This is yours. This is yours. This is you. This is an aspect of you that's often just remained dormant. Or if you've worked with this energy numerous, numerous times, allow for the unfolding to be what the unfolding is in this moment. Do not let your little ego get in the way and go, I've already done this. This is an opportunity to work in a big sacred space, to work in this cauldron of Shakti, to work in this cauldron of grace. This is an opportunity to do that. So get out of the way. Get out of the way and let her do what she knows how to do. Let the wisdom in your being know what it knows how to do. And so you let it move, you let it move, you let it move, you let it move, you let it move. You let it stir, you let it awaken, you let serpentine energy start to move, and then you let it start to rise. It starts to rise, and you might need to shift your body position. You might need to call upon some passion, some fire. So there's this breath that I call breath of life, and it's you breathe in a way that fuels the fire in the root chakra, fuels the fire that feeds that energy that wants to rise, that wants to rise, is begging to rise, is begging to rise, is begging to gift you, is begging to gift you with its energy, begging, it's begging to gift you, it's begging to bring you this much love, it's begging to bring you this much wisdom, it's begging to awaken you to the next degree. So letting it, giving it some fuel, giving it some fuel, and giving it some space, giving it some breath, giving it some breath, breathing that breath of life to add fuel, like you are stoking the flame, you are stoking the fire. And in that stoking of the fire, you feel that energy rising, 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 rising up into the belly, 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 breathing, moving, sounding, visualizing in a way that supports that energy rising. It's rising up out of the root, rising up through the pelvic bowl, rising, 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 up into the belly, up into the belly, up into the belly, up into the belly. And so you breathe, you move, you sound, and you allow that energy to move through that whole area, through the root, through the pelvic bowl, through the belly, through the belly. And then you breathe a little bit more, and you move a little bit more, and you sound a little bit more, and you visualize a little bit more. So that's bringing it up, 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 bringing it up into the torso, up into the solar plexus, up into the lower ribs, up into the lower ribs, up into the lower ribs, up into the lower ribs. So you're breathing, you're moving, you're sounding, you're flowing, you're doing whatever it is you are called to do. To let that energy rise, 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 up into the solar plexus, up into the solar plexus, up into the solar plexus, moving, flowing, filling the solar plexus, almost expanding the lower rib cage, filling, 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 filling. And now that energy is flowing through the root, through the pelvic bowl, through the belly, through the solar plexus, through the lower rib cage, and then you invite it to move up. Up, 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 and piercing into the heart, piercing into this heart, piercing into the heart, piercing into the heart. So breathing, moving, sounding, doing whatever it takes here to allow that energy to rise, 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 rise into the heart, rise into the heart, rise into the heart, rise into the heart, rise into the heart. Breathing, moving, sounding, visualizing in a way that supports that energy, filling the heart, expanding in the chest cavity, filling the heart, expanding in the chest cavity. And then you start to feel, you remember the heights are in my heart. The heights came down. The heights came down and were in my heart. The depths have risen and are in my heart. feeling the two energies. They might feel like water and oil at this moment, or they might already be mixing. Just feeling, witnessing, honoring the two energies. And then breathing, sounding, moving in a way that invites them to mix. Invites them to mix. Inviting. And you may need to sound or breathe or move in a way that gives them the space to move, and feeling this alchemical reaction. It is an alchemical reaction. It might be heating up your body. It might be expanding your body. You might find yourself coughing. You might find yourself with other physical things. You might find yourself in bliss. You might find yourself feeling tears. You might find yourself feeling like you're at home. Letting the alchemical nature of the mixing of these two happen in your heart. These two energies are innate to you. They're yours. This is you. This is just parts of you that have not been awakened yet. This is just dormant parts of you that are coming to life, and they're alchemically joining forces. They alchemically join forces. Let them join forces. Let them come into union. Let them make love. Each other. So if you were going to let them make love to each other, if their union, if their coming together was a love making happening in your heart, how would you move? How would you breathe? How would you sound? Letting that happen, being here. I'm gonna leave you here in silence for a minute to just let them make love. Staying with it. Letting the body roll with energy. Letting the breath be big and soft. Letting sound support, if sound arises naturally. If you were going to find a sound that supports their lovemaking, what would that be? Find a sound that supports their lovemaking. I know I said I was going to leave you in silence, but I feel like you would have drifted off and not gotten the fullness out of this. So let me guide us a bit. If you want to stay in silence, feel free to. Feel free to just pause and stay in silence. Otherwise, I'm going to guide us a little bit deeper. So if you were going to find a sound that amplified their lovemaking, what is that sound? And just play. Play. Remember that freedom to be playful, that freedom to be joyful, that freedom to be soft, that freedom to let go, that freedom to just be whatever it is, the freedom to let it be weird, to let it be different, to let it be something you've never done before. Now, if you were going to find a breath that supports the lovemaking, what is the breath? What is the breath for you that supports their lovemaking? And what is the movement? Experimenting, get playful, just trying different things. What is the movement that supports their lovemaking? You might start to feel with the breath and the sound and the movement. You can use visualization as well. What is the visual you get of their lovemaking? In this, you might start to feel that they start to dance throughout the whole of your body. The lovemaking starts to happen in the whole of your body. You might start to feel the lovemaking starts to move beneath the heart into the lower area of the body, and it starts to move above the heart into the upper area of the body. If that starts to happen, support that with movement, with breath, with sound, letting yourself be danced, letting yourself be moved, letting the lovemaking and the energy of the union move you. Letting their lovemaking move you, letting it breathe you, letting it create the sound that comes out of you, letting it create the visualizations that you might see, letting it move you and letting it move wherever it wants to. Wherever it wants to, it might move specifically to the right side of your body, or specifically to the left side, or to a specific place in the body. Just feeling, moving with it. You might even feel that it wants to extend out beyond just your body, extend out even beyond your aura. You might want to extend out beyond you. And if it does, just trusting, it may not. It may want to be very focused in the body, or very focused in one part of the body, or moving through the whole body. Just trusting what's arising, letting go, and just trusting what's arising. If you feel to continue working with this energy, you can pause here and you can keep working with it, moving with it, and then come back when you're ready. When you're ready, coming to stillness, as still as you can. You don't have to shut everything off quickly, but just letting the body naturally and organically find more stillness, or get closer to non-movement, get closer to stillness. It just naturally and organically in your own time might be hard. The energy might be still moving you, and that's okay too, but just starting to come closer to stillness. Now taking a few very big, almost cleansing breaths. So a few big cleansing breaths. Just a few big cleansing breaths, and you bring those cleansing breaths all the way in and all the way down. So big cleansing breaths all the way in, all the way down. All the way in, all the way down. Now some big grounding breaths. So big grounding breaths all the way in and all the way down. Feeling your feet on the floor with the grounding breath. So grounding breath in, all the way down. Feet on the floor, grounding breath. One more really big grounding breath, coming back into the body with it, inhaling. All the way in, into the body, into the body, into the body. Grounding breath all the way down into the feet, all the way down in the feet. And then starting to find a way to bring yourself back into the room that you're in, back into the space that you're in. Sometimes it really helps to almost stomp your feet on the ground, shake a little bit. Pat your body. This is a really great one. And you can continue these practices after, even if you're feeling still very activated and alive. You can continue this. You can continue the patting. You can continue the grounding. Now, you can keep doing all of those practices. Now, holding this intention very strongly. this intention very strongly. Very strongly, right? This is you standing in your power now. This is you standing in your power now. And you using your own words, but something along the lines of, this is just my words, dear Mother, Father, Divine, open or close my power centers to the degree that most serves me in this moment. So whoever it is, whatever words, whatever you want to talk to, that is wisdom beyond the mind, wisdom, universal wisdom, all of everything, the source of everything, the source of life, spirit, God, goddess, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. But asking higher wisdom to adjust your power centers, your energetic centers, to the degree that most serves in this moment, and owning this. Right? Owning this. This is you with your connection to the divine, not your connection through me. That's not what this is about. This is now you really stepping into your power. This is you really stepping into your own connection to the heights, your own connection to the depths, your own connection to the infinite all of everything and the infinite all of nothing. This is your connection. This is yours. And so now, letting that straight spine, that backbone that we've worked with, backbone, and you finding a position where you are standing, backbone, you have a backbone, you have a spine, and you are standing in your power. You are standing in your power. You are standing in your power. And saying something along the lines of, you find your own words, but this is my path. This is my connection. I am on my path. This is my path. I'm in my power. Something along, and your words might be very, very different than mine, but it's this feeling of I am empowered. I am authentically empowered. I am in my center. So standing in your center with a backbone, owning your path, owning your connection. Just a few moments here to really honor each other. Just a few moments to really honor what we've explored together. Just an honoring, and you can honor that in whatever way you feel too. It could be just a slight head bow, it could be something different, but just an honoring of each other. And then an honoring of the unseen, an honoring of all that we've worked with, all that we've been supported by, guided by, just an honoring of what's held us, what's gifted us, what's awakened us, what's opened us, what's led us. Honoring of that, of Shiva, of Shakti, the divine feminine, the divine masculine. The grace of the light, of the love that's led us in this journey. For some of us, this is just the start. This is just the beginning. For all of us, this was a touching into what's possible. I know. You're feeling what? But really and truly, it's a touching into of what's possible. Like dipping a toe into the ocean of what's possible. That's what these 7 days have been. That's what the whole of this exploration has been. It's been one small touch into where we're capable of going and what's possible. I wish you all the blessings, all the love on your journey forward. And if your journey forward is with me in some form or fashion, maybe in living reunion or in something else, it is my great honor to continue on this with you. If this is all that we ever get to do together, it is an absolute honor to have been able to do this with you. Thank you.